This one is wow. Like, this is Strange Times. I mean, that's all I can notch this to. Just Strange Times. Because to think that all of a sudden now we're going to run into a new landscape. And what am I talking about? In sports, there was a coach. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. He's a Nigerian coach, black coach, Ime Udoka, former NBA player and now head coach of the Boston Celtics. Went on to take the team last year to the NBA Finals. So that's his first year. Took him all the way there. Great. And obviously they were loading up and the season's about to be on its way in a month or so. And something came out. News that the head coach, oh, by the way, he's either engaged or married to Nia Long, which is like a very beautiful black actress, Nia Long. She got caught with having an affair or a relationship with somebody in the workplace. And because, and this is not the kicker for me, but I'll go into this, but he got suspended. Because of that, he got suspended because he was having an inappropriate relationship with another consenting adult that, by the way, she probably knew that he was in a relationship. And for whatever reason, the organization found out and they said, you know what? We got to suspend you for a full year because that behavior is unacceptable in our organization. And I'm saying to myself, whoa, wait a minute. Again, I'm not condoning people cheating. Like, if that's your thing, that's your thing. You know, I don't give a fuck personally in my life. Like, if consenting adults, my thing is consenting adults is consenting adults. My moral compass is different than yours. So, but if we align and we connect, I don't care. That's up to you to deal with on your side of it. Does that make sense? So, these are consenting adults that went into it knowing, yeah, you know, he's got a relationship, but I like him. And I want to go down that rabbit hole with him. So I don't understand how this happened. And just to compare how stiff the penalty was, there was an owner recently, the same week, for the Phoenix Suns owner. And he was suspended for a year and fined $20 or $30 million. And the reason he was fined and suspended for a year was because after an investigation, it was shown that he was abusing employees. He was using racial epithets. He was very condescending, like a very racial, bigoted environment. And everyone had to deal with it because he was the owner. And of course, he's now trying to file papers to sell the team. But you get what I'm saying. It's like he's in a black dominated league with players. You can't be saying nigger. You can't be saying, you know, all these crazy shit. You can't, because it's just not respectable to the other culture, to black culture, right? And then you're here employing black people, and this is how you talk to them in the workplace? Like, I can feel what I want to feel about whatever race, about genders, about whatever it is, but in the workplace, it's ultimate respect. Like, you got to respect that person. So going back to Ime, and this is a common example of what I talk about at nauseam about being, when you're in a position of power or status as a man, you get pussy thrown at you. That's the way the world is always going to be. Women are attracted to men that are in power. It don't matter if they're married or have kids. There's someone that is going to be attracted to that. And some men are more stronger and more willed than others. It's one of those deals that it's very fascinating to me, the steepness of this penalty. And I was talking to a friend about this. I was like, dude, you know that it must have been some crazy love triangle going on. Like, it must have been. Like, what probably happened was the coworker was also fucking an owner or somebody with a higher pay grade than the coach. And it was some crazy love triangle. And then that guy got wind of it that the coach was fucking her as well. And he was like, fuck that. You ain't gonna be fucking this guy. I'm going to look in the HR book. HR, is there a rule that we can suspend coaches? Sure can. And that probably guy said, you know what? I'm going to suspend them for a year. Fuck that. Whoever that person was, that girl must have some bomb pussy. That's all I have to say. Because when you're getting caught, that's my theory. And the funny thing about it is, this is a consenting adult. And guess what? We don't know her name. We don't know who she is. So she gets protected. It's like, I could understand if the coach was punching her. And I don't know the details, obviously. But you would have known this if he was abusing her. You would have known if he was doing something egregious, right? But it doesn't seem like that's the case. If this was going on for a while, obviously he took the team to the NBA Finals, so it wasn't a distraction. He ran into the boss, the plower called Steph Curry. So nobody was going to be Steph Curry last year. So it wasn't that this girl was causing issues like that. But here we are, the organization, and it sets a bad precedent, because what you're basically saying now, anyone can get it. So if you're cheating, basically they're pushing this monogamy thing on the players. They're saying, hey, coaches, executives, you're fucking around with a coworker, guess what? You're done. You're done. We're going to suspend you for a year. And all these relationships happen at work all the time, because men and women interact with each other for long periods of time at the office. I used to, my prior job, there were like four people that were married, that were married from work. They knew each other from work. The boss, the elected official, met his wife in the same building. But yet there's a rule in the book that talks about you can't do that in the workplace, but love is love. And people understand that in the workplace. And then taking it back to basketball, the Heat coach, Miami Heat, Spoelstra, he married a cheerleader. Hello. There's too many stories like that where people are engaging in a human way with other consenting adults and things happen. Right? And for me, I think the fact that it would have been out in the headlines should have been bad enough, right? Meaning that the publicity of him cheating on Nia Long, which the black community fucking hates him for, because the black community loves Nia Long. And I mean, she's beautiful, naturally beautiful. You can tell she's naturally beautiful, dude. Like there is no enhancement on that woman. Like that is a natural looking woman, right? But like I said, men get pussy thrown at them, and you know, I don't know, man. That's the whole thing with me, and that's why I always, when I talk to women, I'm like, look, I'm not into monogamy, man. Like, and I'm a free for all kind of guy. Like, I'm not gonna be like one of those people, like these women that come to me. Yeah, I'll let you fuck with dudes, but I'm not gonna let you be with anybody else, you know. And I could be with other guys. Like, that's not gonna work, man. Man, like that, you know, that's extreme. But you see what I'm saying? Like, people want to have the cake and eat it too. And men do a lot of times. Men cannot stomach the idea of their woman fucking another guy. Like they just can't fathom it, because they're gonna be tossing the night. I was hearing this guy in a podcast talking about one of the questions he asked the girls that he's dating: when's the last time you had sex? When's the last time you fucked multiple guys? And the girl was like, yeah, I fucked a guy. Last time I fucked a guy was a week ago. And then she goes, yeah, the last time I fucked two guys in the same week was a week ago. And automatically he gets turned off. But I'm like, dude, you're just dating. What is she supposed to do? Now, if you were in a relationship, that's a different story. But just like you as a guy, you're fucking girl. You're going on a date on Friday, you hoping you fuck. You're going on a date on Saturday, you hoping you fuck. Right? It's like, it's just, and then you're chatting to a girl, you know, that you know from work. like Ime does, and you may fuck her on Tuesday, you know, after practice. I'm just blown away that, and then you hear, and then you see the comments of people, well, you shouldn't have done it. I always laugh at those people. Like those people that are like, yeah, you know, oh, he got shot. Well, he shouldn't have done that. Okay. He should. like. I'm not condoning it. I'm not condoning like people. Like I don't give a fuck. I don't have no moral compass. Like my motto is, you're a consenting adult. I don't care if you're married. I don't care if you're a priest or a nurse or a nun, I should say. I don't care if you want to fuck. If you're a consenting adult, I'm not forcing you. It's not it's not under the gun that you suck on my dick, or it's not on the drugs. I'm in. I'm game. That's for you. Like if you're comfortable with it, I'm comfortable with it. Okay. And you know, you can call the karmic people out there. Oh, it's back. Well, I don't give a fuck. I'm living life. I'm enjoying life. And whatever good people come in my life that I'm attracted to, and they're mutually attracted to, and we can respect each other, I'm in. I don't give a fuck about the label. I date married women. I don't give a fuck whether the husband knows or not know. Right? Because to me, it's a consenting adult. If it's an 18-year-old girl, you know, 18, I'm like, you know, I wouldn't do it. But if she's 45, if she's 55, she knows. She knows what she's doing. This is not her first rodeo. You know, this whole notion that we have to, it's just life, it's just so gray. For me, it's just such a spectrum for me, right? And when I see this coach getting punished for a whole year, I would say, find him an undisclosed amount and that's it. That's it. Just find him. Hit him in the pockets. Then he's going to learn, okay, I can't fuck with employees, but business goes on. Is she hurt? No, probably not. Maybe she is. Right? But that's a very extreme case. Imagine my boy Tristan Thompson. If anybody doesn't know who Tristan Thompson is, he dated Khloe, one of the Kardashians, and he treats her like shit. Why do I say that? Because he had a kid with her, and he's having kids with other women while he's pregnant with that girl. And then he goes back and then gets her pregnant again. And then he's fucking. And at the same time, while he got her pregnant, it's found again that he's fucking with somebody else. So this guy is like Tiger Woods on steroids. But he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck. This video of him slanging that big dick on some bitch, I'm like, damn, this motherfucker don't care at all. So I think it's, there's so more to that, in my opinion. When the organization suspends a coach for a year for an adult relationship, whether you agree with it or not, whether it's taboo or not morally right, I get you. Like I'm not gonna disagree with you on that. And like, but you should, in a world like the NBA, where these people are celebrities, in the sports world, they're celebrities. They go out, they travel the country. They're having fun. They're meeting people. They're millionaires. These are people that are in a multi-billion dollar business. I think the valuation of the Phoenix Suns, I want to say it's going to be $9 billion. It's either $4 billion or $9 billion. It's billions. And these guys are billionaires and millionaires. And that's the life they live. Simple. And women, they get mad at that. I get it. But guess what, women? Your fellow women are attracted to that. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's just mind-blowing to me how we have all these examples of love in the workplace, of people having these relationships all the time. I remember this guy at work. That guy was married, never brought his wife around. And he was smashing girl after girl after girl. Like, it was so funny. Like, he'll fuck somebody, and then after 6 months, he'd be fucking somebody else. They'd be walking together for lunch, walking together for dinner. They'd stay after work on New Year's, fucking in the office. That was a rumor. And the wife was never to be seen, never brought his wife around. The guy fucking ran for office. I'm like, dude, you know, bananas. I love it, you know, because that's what it is. But this sets a new precedent now of shit. You know, and who does it impact more? Men, because men in a lot of these positions are in power. You don't have a female dominated field. You think if a female NBA coach was fucking a head coach, I mean, there's going to be a problem with that? No, they're going to be like, girl, hell yeah. It's just the double standards with men, you know, and I think men should be penalized 100% if they're hitting women, abusing women. If they're being toxic to women, I mean, absolutely. But if it's consenting adults and she knew that he was with somebody, but she still wanted the dick. Come on. Come on. Like, that's like me fucking a coworker and my boss finds out about it. He suspends me. It's like, dude, but it was consenting adults. Well, it doesn't matter. You can't be fucking nobody in the workplace. Yeah? Okay. Well, good luck, because guess what? All these other employees, they're fucking too. Not with another employee, maybe, right? But they're fucking. Well, you know, in the field I work in, it's like there's a lot of independent contractors. So it's like, you know, they you can fuck. Like, I could be fucking people that work for us, left and right. I'm not going to get in trouble because it's consenting adults. It may be good gossip if it gets out. Like, ooh, they were just dating. Did you hear about so-and-so? Yeah. You know, but I think it's a weird landscape right now that at people at those positions of that status are being penalized. And the only thing I can think of, guys, is that I think the coach fucks somebody that the owner or GM or exec or vice president or president of the organization was fucking and fell in love with, and that guy was so heated, like, he fucked my woman, how dare he fuck my woman, I was in love with her. Well, she wasn't in love with you, she was fucking coach too. It must have been something like that. It had to be something like that, because there is no other reason for that to occur. It's weird, man. Woo. Give it time. This ain't my body.